Queen Anne's War. Shortly after peace was made with the Five Nations, New France became embroiled in yet another war with the 13 colonies. In the first stage of the war, the French launched a series of attacks against New England. In response, New England sent an army to knock out Acadia. Colonel Benjamin Church led the English-American army against the Acadians in 1704. He was essentially a mixture of Pavarotti and Hitler. He was a huge and sadistic man with a great deal of experience with murder. You did not want to surrender to this guy. He prided himself on being hard and had a well-earned reputation for brutality. He even recounted with pride in his journal one day how he had killed family pets.
Dear journal, when the Acadians returned from hiding, they were troubled to see their cattle, sheep.
Just a minute, Mom!
Hogs and dogs lying dead about their houses. I chopped them up to death with hatchets.
This guy was psychotic. Can you say double Y chromosome? When Church's attack came, the Acadian governor asked France for assistance. Predictably, none came. Acadia had always been viewed as a sort of buffer zone for the main colony of Quebec. The Acadians surrendered. Once British rule was established, Acadia's name was permanently changed to Annapolis Royal in honor of Queen Anne. Now, the English governor of Acadia attempted to force the Acadians to pay taxes to support the occupying troops. Though a good idea in theory, the reality was that the governor couldn't collect any taxes. There simply wasn't any money to collect. The war had left the Acadians in abject poverty. As it became obvious they weren't going to be getting paid, American troops began deserting and returned home. The English experience in Acadia was made even more difficult because of raids launched by the French's First Nation ally, the Mi'kmaq. The raids became so irritating that the British brought in a contingent of Iroquoian mercenaries to fix the situation. It took the Iroquois about a year to bring the Mi'kmaq under control. The reputation of the Mohawk alone was probably enough to convince the Mi'kmaq to be nice.